The United States has imposed sanctions against North Korea. Bush administration officials say it's punishment for selling prohibited Scud missile parts. This is the first time since President Bush took office that Washington has levied sanctions against Pyongyang. And as NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports, critics say the timing is curious.
The sanctions will apply for 2 years. They cover North Korea's work in missile equipment and technology, military aircraft, electronics, and space systems. And in that sense, they're largely symbolic. The U.S. doesn't do business with North Korea in those areas anyway. But administration officials say the trade measures send a message that North Korea is developing and exporting dangerous technology. The announcement comes as the State Department's point man on arms control, John Bolton, heads to South Korea for meetings next week. He's holding talks on regional security, and he's expected to make some sort of public remarks while there, focusing on North Korea. The sanctions announced today will likely anger North Korea, and critics are asking why the move couldn't have waited until after Bolton returned home. They say the timing reflects a power struggle within the Bush administration, with, they say, a camp of hardliners who want to continue Pyongyang's isolation winning out, at least temporarily, against those who favor dialogue. The State Department says, not the case, that there's no link between the Bolton trip or any policy decision and the announcement of sanctions, and that the U.S. is simply obeying the law, which requires sanctions to be imposed if North Korea violates the Arms Export Control Act. Only last month, diplomacy seemed to be making headway. Secretary of State Colin Powell met his North Korean counterpart over coffee in Brunei. The chat lasted only 15 minutes, but it was the first high-level contact since the Clinton administration left office, and it has raised expectations that meaningful talks might resume between Washington and Pyongyang. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.